Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
Now listen, there's a story up on our page, okay? East Coast Radio page, that's ecr.co.za. Just click on my show page, okay? Because this kind of affects us all. It really does. It's been trending all weekend and all my friends are talking about it. From the 8th of February, WhatsApp will no longer be the encrypted app that prides itself on privacy, right? So we spoke about this last week briefly, but now we're going to talk intensely about it. Users will have to agree to have all their data shared with Facebook and its subsidiaries. Now, remember I told you I was updating my WhatsApp last week and then this notification came up. I really didn't read it like I do most things. And then I just said, okay, not realizing I had agreed to these terms and conditions starting from the 8th of February. Because if you don't agree to them, they're going to boot you out. You'll just be on the streets and you'll have to look for another WhatsApping sort of service, right? Now, when you do agree, that means everything you speak about on WhatsApp will be shared to other social media sites, Facebook, whoever else they own, okay? This will affect targeted advertising, and what that means is that if you chat about a wedding, for example, with a friend on WhatsApp, you will start to see wedding-related adverts on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on any social media you use. Maybe even on your, if you open Google, it will just pop up and start talking about weddings, okay? Those are the ads that will flash up. So people are starting to move across to other messaging apps like Telegram and Signal. And a lot of my friends are saying that they're deleting WhatsApp and will never return because they feel like it's just too much. They're giving away too much. Like, why are you stalking me? Poll stats are showing that people are moving to Telegram. 29% of people are heading over to Telegram. And I think those 29% of people, I think there's only 4 people on Telegram. So you'll just have your 4 contacts. Then 11% of people are moving to Signal, which is another 3 people. Maybe one in China, one in the US, and then one in South Africa. The 3 of you are on Signal. And 22% of people are moving to other apps as well. Now, I want to find out from you, now that you know that WhatsApp is going to be upgrading, I've already accepted, so I'm carrying on with my life. But now that you know, are you going to move to Signal or are you going to move to Telegram, which is the other messaging services? At some point, there was that other one. What was it called again? WeChat. Did that even survive? So I want to know, are you moving over to other ones because you feel like your privacy has been invaded and you just can't deal? Look, we were talking about this with the team before we got into it and we agreed that as long as you have a phone, you're being tracked. I mean, I'm always fascinated that when I get in my car, my phone will tell me the estimated time to go home. I'm like, who told you I'm going home, phone? Who told you I'm going home? Let's start there. So we are being tracked. As long as you've got this device in your hand, it's got a chip and it can be tracked. They can listen to you talking right now through your phone, all sorts of stuff. But let me know. Drop me a WhatsApp. Are you moving? Are you leaving it alone? All right. Drop me that WhatsApp. I want to hear from you. 061-792-9495. That's 061-792-9495. I want to find out from you. Are you done with WhatsApp? Or, guys, life carries on.
Good morning, Carol. I said yesterday on East Coast that I would stay with WhatsApp, but some of my contacts has already moved to Signal and they're not coming back to WhatsApp. So I'll have to go to Signal. And as long as there's still people that I have on WhatsApp, I'll stay there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see this one.
Hi, Carol. Well, I'm personally staying with WhatsApp. I've also already accepted the terms and conditions, so it doesn't really matter. And also, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg knows so much about our lives already. We plaster it all over social media, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook, wherever it might be. So why is everybody scared? I mean, he already knows so much about us. What else? I mean, what difference does it make if my friends and I are chatting about a wedding dress and the wedding dress comes up? I mean, it happens on a day-to-day basis in any case,
Yeah. Whether
we've accepted these WhatsApp terms and conditions or not. So to me, it doesn't faze me and it probably won't make a difference in my life. I'm still going to use WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi, Carol O'Forey. If you don't have Facebook and you deactivate your Facebook, does it still carries over to this database?
Look, good question. What I do know is that as long as you've got a smartphone, as long as you've got a smartphone that connects to the internet, somebody knows what you're doing at all times. It might be Google, it might be whoever, but they do know. And like I said, the creepiest thing, I think, the first time I discovered this was when I got in my car and my phone told me that it would take me a certain amount of minutes to get home. Because that is my routine. After the show, I get in my car and I go home. But this particular day, I was going elsewhere. And I was so shocked. I'm like, how does this thing know? Every morning I get in my car, my phone tells me it's going to take you this many minutes to get to wherever you're going. And it tells me the location. So it's kind of creepy how it's happened. But because I have a Facebook account, because I have a Twitter account, because I have an Instagram account, because I use the internet, for me, it's like, they already know everything anyway. But let me know what your thoughts are. 061-792-9495.
Definitely, I'm leaving WhatsApp. Why must I stay? It's not good. I feel like somebody's watching me every day. I feel like somebody's listening to my conversation. It's like I have no privacy anymore. Why must I stick to WhatsApp again? Thank you.
Yeah, here's another one.
Thank you for a wonderful show. If it's Signal, WhatsApp, or whatever app you are using, they got your information anyway. They just don't disclose that they have your information. But look at Rika. They promise us everything will be private and confidential, but after Rika, we get these SMSs and emails and from people you don't even know, because they sell our information for millions of rands. And no matter what app you're going to use, they're going to have your information and they're going to use it in their own way, what we don't know. So if you don't want your information or privacy be disclosed, then you don't use any app. You just go without phone, I guess. But yeah, so people must face the reality that with anything that you use, they're going to have your information and disclose it if they get paid for it.
For me, as long as you've got a smartphone, this thingy my jiggy is tracking you every minute of the day. It knows where I am. It knows what I search for. It knows who I call. It knows who I message. It knows when I'm awake. Yes, I was shocked when I was going through my phone that my phone knows that I am on my phone busy until a certain time, and then I'm quiet for a certain time, and then I'm usually busy again at another time. So the tracking, as long as you've got a smartphone, will happen regardless. But there are a lot of people who are saying, me, I'm leaving WhatsApp. I am going to Signal, or I'm going to Telegram, and be with the other five people that have gone to Telegram and Signal. And so I'm asking you the question, what do you think about this? Or do you think everybody's just, there's quite a few voice notes have come in, so people are just being hysterical. You've been tracked, nothing new. One really long voice note, which I would have played, but unfortunately it's like 3 minutes long. The lady speaks about how, according to her, Telegram and Signal already have asked for these terms and conditions when you signed up and bought the app anyway. So yeah, just wasting your time uninstalling WhatsApp and thinking for some reason you are a lot safer than having it.
Hey, I feel like the Protection of Personal Information Act prevents all of this. We have given our information under the guise of it being private, and now they're asking our permission to make that public to external third parties. I do not believe this is quite kosher.
Another one from Marvia on Facebook saying, I really don't see what the big hoo-ha is about. All our info is already all over the internet. Pretty soon these new apps will do the same thing. So unless you're planning a crime, stick with the devil you know, says Marvia on Facebook. That's a nice one. And then I'm just scrolling through some of your messages as well. Let's see this one.
Hi, Carol. It's so easy to see that they want the monopoly of the business world through marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The world is so internet orientated that the ads that pop up are generally for people that are pay per click users on Google. So that means the smaller businesses that don't have the funding or the ability to advertise through them becomes a small issue. So I say move and promote South Africa and own businesses. Have a good day. Bye.
That's a good point. A lot of the companies that do come pop up are international companies and not necessarily South African businesses. It would be nice if you were hounded by local businesses so you could support the growth of our local industry, right? Yeah, I think so too. So Glenn De Wild says, you have already agreed to the terms and conditions when you download a new app. Exactly the same thing you're trying to avoid by agreeing to WhatsApp changes. True point. Sunil Maharaj on Facebook says, nothing to hide, so staying with WhatsApp. Foolish to ever think you have privacy on social media. So there's where we'll bank it and leave it. Please head on over to our page, East Coast Radio page. That's ecr.co.za. Click on my page. That's Carol Ofori. You'll see the article, the full article around WhatsApp and privacy. And then you can also go ahead and vote there and let us know, are you going to head on over? Let me do my vote. It says, will you be deleting WhatsApp and switching to a new messaging app? The choices I have is no, I don't mind the data collection. No, everyone uses WhatsApp. Yes, I'll be switching to Signal. Yes, I'm switching to Telegram. Yes, I'll be switching to another app. I don't WhatsApp. I'm going to say no, everyone uses WhatsApp. And it seems a lot of people don't mind the data collection, with 18% of you saying that you're sticking with it. 30% of you say that you're switching to Telegram. That's interesting. And 22% of you saying also moving to another service provider. Go and vote. Keep the conversation going. ecr.co.za. You'll get it all there.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.